How about bortezomib? Where are we with that in lymphoma?
There's some evidence that when you expose cell lines that are resistant to rituximab to bortezomib, you actually can make those cell lines become rituximab sensitive. There's also evidence that bortezomib is also synergistic, either additive cytotoxicity or synergistic cytotoxicity in cell lines with chemotherapy agents and other drugs. So for that reason, bortezomib is going to be maybe not an easy drug to add. We still have to figure out how to add it from the standpoint of dosing and what levels to give. But there are studies that are ongoing right now that are being expanded, giving either it's called RCBORP, meaning I don't know if you want to call it CBORP, I guess. That's how at least it was at ASCO, giving it for indolent lymphomas, substituting bortezomib for vincristine. So instead of RCVP, it's RC bortezomib prednisone. And that's some interesting thing that's going on right now. There's a trial that's going on in the United States substituting bortezomib for vincristine. The other is addition of Velcade to treatment of patients with aggressive histology lymphomas. And where Velcade has got, there's lots of studies ongoing with Velcade in many different trials, especially mantle cell lymphoma, as well as indolent lymphomas and large lymphomas. There's a lot of things going on with it.
How is it integrated into these more complex regimens like R-CHOP?
Well, instead of giving it day 1, 4, 8, and 11, O'Connor presented some really interesting data about bortezomib that when you give it weekly, although it may be better tolerated, he saw no responses in patients with mantle cell lymphoma. But when you give it in combination with rituximab in treatment of indolent lymphomas, you still see very significant activity. So it may be that when you add rituximab and bortezomib, or combine rituximab and bortezomib, you may actually be able to give the bortezomib on a weekly basis, that is to say, day 1 and perhaps day 8, or day 1 and day 4, rather than giving 4 doses to get activity in patients or get the benefit from Velcade instead of giving it day 1, 4, 8, and 11. So it may be easier to combine if we give less of the Velcade. Also, the standard dose of 1.3 milligrams per meter squared is pretty much the maximally tolerated dose that you can give when you give it with other chemotherapy like R-CHOP or when you give it with perhaps Cytoxan and prednisone. 1.3 appears to be the maximally tolerated dose.
What about neuropathy? How much of a problem is that?
If you give it weekly, you don't get the same degree of neuropathy as if you give it day 1, 4, and 11. And you can give it even higher doses if you're given it as a single agent. That's from some trials that have already been done and have already been submitted for publication. So if you give less bortezomib, you may get the same kind of activity when you combine it with chemotherapy or rituximab with less neuropathy than giving it more frequently.
You mentioned that there's been interesting data looking at the combination of lenalidomide and bortezomib, and of course, in myeloma, there's been really exciting data there. What do we have in lymphoma?
Nothing as yet. Nothing as yet.
Is it being looked at?
It is. And I think it's going to be very interesting also as second-line therapy, perhaps. Bortezomib has also been considered in combination with bendamustine and every other drug you can possibly think of that might be useful. Fludarabine and all kinds of combinations have been looked at and considered, even radioimmunotherapy.